Good morning. We get to begin today the 10th parak of Maseches Nedarim. And the last two chapters of Maseches Nedarim focus on a subject that we haven't really discussed in great length till now, and that's the power of a father and a husband to reject a neder. The Masechta began with what is a neder. We had a lot of discussion about different terms. What is the meaning of different terms? We spoke about even what's the meaning of the time frames when certain terms are used for a time frame of a neder. But in Parshas Matos, we spoke, you know, last parak about how to remove a neder by a chacham. Parshas Matos focuses a great deal on the fact that a father and a husband have the ability to knock out a neder. So, for example, the Torah says, "Ish ki yidor neder la Hashem, ohi shava shvua." Less or Isar al Nafsho, a man who will swear to God with a neder or a shvua, lo yachel devaro, he may not make null or empty his word, kechol ayotze mipiv yaseh, like whatever would come out of his mouth he needs to do, the isha, but a woman, ki sidor neder la Hashem v'asra Isar beveis avya bin ureha, she who makes a neder to Hashem and creates a prohibition when she's in her father's home as a nara, as a young lady, so she isn't yet 12 and a half, she's not an adult yet, she's just 12. Shama vias nidra, if her father hears her neder, or asara sharasra al nafsha, if ehechrishla via, if her father was quiet, then her nedarim are established. But v'im heini avia osa v'yom shamo, if her father rejects her, he frustrates her on the day of his hearing, kol nedarim v'asarei asher asra al nafsha lo yakum, whatever neder she puts on herself will not last. V'Hashem yislachla, God will forgive her. Ki heini avia osa, for her father has rejected her neder. And then the Torah says, V'im hayosi yela ish, and if she would then go to marry, unedare aleha, with nedarim upon her, o mivtas vaseasher asral nafsha, or some other prohibition that she put on herself, v'shama isha biyom shamo, if when her husband hears in the day of his hearing, v'hecharishla, he's quiet for her, v'kamu nedarev v'esar asher asra al nafsha yakumu, then her nedarim or prohibitions last. But v'im biyom shmoa isha yani osa, but if the day her husband hears, he too frustrates her, yan v'hefer es nedra asher ala, and he annuls the nedarim that are on her, v'es miftas v'asa asher asra al nafsha, and what she's expressed and prohibited in herself, V'Hashem yislachla, God should forgive her. V'neder almano grushan, a neder of a widow, then there is no husband. So kol asher asra al nafsha yakum aleha, whatever she prohibits on herself will last. Then base isha nadara, and if she made the neder in the home of her husband, asra isha al nafsha b'shvua, and she created a prohibition on herself with an oath, v'shama isha v'achrishla, if her husband hears and he doesn't, and he's quiet, then v'kamu kol nedareha, then the nedarim last. But in v'hafer yafer osam isha biyom shamo, if her husband rejects them on the day he hears, kol motzes vasel nedareha, whatever she takes out of her mouth as a neder li isar nafsha lo yakum, it won't last. Isha haferam, her husband has rejected them, v'Hashem yislach la, and God should forgive her. And then the Torah gives sort of a catch-all, kol neder v'chol shvuas isar lanos nafesh, any neder, any shvua that afflicts the person, isha yakimenu, it's her husband who will make the neder stand up if he's quiet. or the isha yeferenu, or her husband can reject them. This is the beginning of Parshas Matos. So now we're going to learn these halachos. We're going to learn the halachos of a husband's rejecting of a neder. We're going to learn the halachos of a father who the Torah says can reject a neder so long as his daughter is a na'ara. She hasn't gotten to the age of bogeret. We're going to learn the halachos of the middle. What happens if it's a na'ara? So she was under the domain of her father. But she then went and she got married. But she hasn't yet had nisuin. If we remember back in Masechet Ksubos, there are two stages to marriage. There's kiddushin and nisuin. Kiddushin is the first part where the woman gets a ring. In our custom, and is told Ariat Mekudesh asleep by her husband. Nisuin is the second part when there's shever brachos and a chuppah and yichud, and they're living together as husband and wife. So let's say you have a nara, she's 12, she's only me'orasa, she only has erusin, so she's still living in her father's home, she's still connected to her father. So now who can reject the nedarim that she makes? Is it her husband, because she has kedushin, or is it her father, because she's still in her father's home? So that's where the Mishnah begins. Nara ha-me'orasa. Please. Please, no question.
It means if under 12, that's how all men are, is not counting. Correct? One wrong. If the Torah says Nara,
yeah.
I believe less than 12,
that's right.
Nothing.
It'd be nothing, right?
And from
it's a child.
Nara will start that Aviyah Rai Alea until she becomes Urasa. She can be 20, 22, even he's still.
Oh, Nara is only till 12 and a half. She is independent at that point. She's a Bogeres.
And Chala Neder, even Aviyah cannot.
Yeah.
That's according to the Torah. I don't know what the Torah
yeah. is. Yeah. So your father couldn't do anything. She's an adult. She's on her own.
Wow. So, now her husband.
So the father cannot nullify her Neder.
Right. When she's a 15-year-old, she's an adult.
That's it.
Father can't deny the darn then.
But the power of father is equally for a daughter and the 12 and a half and also his wife.
Well, we're about to see, but okay. A wife he has full power to reject, and now we're going to see about a daughter.
What's a bogeret? Over 12 and a half?
That's right. So bogeret is already an adult. Says the Mishnah, Nara Ma'orasa, a 12-year-old who is Ma'orasa, who there's Erisin. Avia Ubala, her husband, together with her father, Mefirin Nidareha, knock out the neder. In other words, if she made a neder, her father has to annul it, and her husband annul it for it to be annulled. So let's say she made a neder, I'm not going to have coffee. Coffee is prohibited on me. So the husband says to her, you're not going to have coffee, so you're going to fall asleep on me when we're talking. It's going to upset me. And the father says, I don't want you to also not be able to have coffee. You're going to be tired at work. So together they can knock out the neder.
What age are you talking about?
12 to 12 and a half.
12 to 12
and a half. So you have a 12.
This is after Kiddushin.
Exactly. A 12-year-old lady had Kiddushin with the husband. And she has a neder, so her father, together with her husband, knock out the neder.
Right, but after she got brachot, only her husband.
Exactly.
But they only has one, to do
that's
it.
Right.
It has to be within one day, right?
Correct. Says the Mishnah further, Hefer ha'av, lo hefer ha'bal. Let's say she made a neder, her father rejected it, but her husband did not reject it. As you said, the husband allowed a day to go by. The husband heard it, and he listened. He said, okay, I'm going to think about it. And 3 days later, he said, you know what? I've thought about it. I don't like it. Now it's too late. If he allows 24 hours to go by, that is the equivalent of saying, I want it to land, to stand. So, hefer av, lo hefer habal. If the husband rejected, the father rejected, but the husband did not reject, or hefer habal, v'lo hefer ha'av. If the husband rejected, but the father did not reject, eino mufar. So then it is not rejected. V'ein tzarech lomar, we don't even have to say shakiyim echad mehem, that if one of them established the neder, not only did he not reject it, but he said, I like it, I want to validate it. And certainly, it lasts, because you need both of them to disapprove in order to stop it. If one disapproved and the other was silent, then it stands. If one disapproves and the other approves, then certainly it stands.
The moment if one doesn't even hear it, she's in the jurisdiction she's living with, the father, the husband's not there.
To remove it, both have to hear.
Both have to hear it, and they both have to nullify.
And
so
both have
the mother
to
here has no saying. Okay.
I'm sure that
Please.
I'm not going to deal with it, I don't know, but as we learn from Hatara, it's while she's not finished Nisuim, she's still in the Urasam. And after a few days, the father or the husband said, I made a mistake. I didn't know this was going to affect so much. Who's going to be mitil the neder? The Abba and the... No, for sure. But is the Abba and the new husband going to go to the Rav, or she has to go to the Rav?
She?
That's it. It will become on his own and finish. Like us, like anybody else.
Every day she has to go to the Rav.
That's it.
No other power to nullify it.
That's what we seem to be seeing. That's right.
Well, it's
interesting.
So the Gemara now asks, Hainu Reisha. This Mishnah doesn't seem like a typical Mishnah. A typical Mishnah, we have three laws. One law, second law, and a third law.
Yeah.
Here we have one law repeated three times.
Yeah.
The Mishnah says, Anarim Orasa, you need the father together with the husband. Then it says, if you had the father without the husband without the father, it didn't work. And then it says, and if the husband validated, so then the father can't do anything. That's all repeating three times the same law. You need the husband and the father. Once you say you need the husband and the father, then of course, if you had the husband without the father, you didn't have the husband and the father. If the father was validating, then you're not going to have the husband and the father. So what's Ayna Resha? It's repeating the beginning. So the Gemara says, no. The reason why I had to say the second sentence was Anuresha, the second part of Hefer Avlo, Hefer Abal, or Hefer Abal, Hefer Av is the same thing as the beginning. Answer the Gemara, no. Anuresha, that Avio Ubala Mafina, the father and the husband have to annul the vow. Answer the Gemara, if I would have had just that first line, Nairamo Rasa, Avio Ubala Mafina Dera, and stop. Then Mao Detema would have thought to say, "O avia, O bala katani," because many times in Hebrew the vav is not only and; the vav can mean an or. So if the Mishnah would have begun and said, "Narmo rasa," a young lady who is betrothed, "Avia ubala mefir nedareh," I would have read it to mean her father or her husband can annul her vow. I wouldn't have read it as her father and her husband. That's why I need the second part of the Mishnah to say that when I say Avia Ubala, it means her father and her husband. And that's why Hefer Av, Velo Hefer Abal, or Hefer Abal, Velo Hefer Av, if the father annulled but not the father, but not the husband. If the husband annulled but not the father, then the neder lasts. Then the Mishnah adds, Vein Tzarech Lomar. And I don't even need to tell you that if the father or the husband validated, then the neder is going to last. So Gemara says, "Well, so if you don't need to say it, why was it said? Why was it said? Now that we just said that if the father alone or the husband alone annulled, it's meaningless because you need to have both actively rejecting it for it to be rejected. So kiyem echad mehen lamali. So then, if one of them, ratifies it that it doesn't work, So why do I need to tell you? Answers the Gemara, Tzricha Lemisna. Actually, the words Tzricha Lemisna are... let's see if those words are taken out.
It says it is necessary to question.
So, Kiev Tzricholei... I think it's taken out here. So, ki itzchuchle, so what I need these words of that ein tzarech lomer shakiyem echad mehem, ki itzchuchle k'go'on, we need it for the following case, k'go'on dehefer echad mehem. Let's say the father annulled it. The kiyem echad mehem, but the husband confirmed it. He said, I like the neder. Now she has the neder. Then the husband goes to a chacham and he regrets the fact that he validated it. And he tries to remove the validation. So now the tame, I would have thought to say, my de'uki ha'akre, what he validated, what he had confirmed and validated, he's now uprooted. And therefore, now that he's against it, he can join with the fact that the father had been against it originally, and now it's two people against it, and they can knock it out. Kamash Malan, so that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mefirin Shnein Bevasachas. The only way to annul a Nader is that both father and husband have to annul it together. But in this case, they didn't annul it together. Because when husband annulled it, I'm sorry, when father annulled it, husband validated. Okay, 2 weeks later, husband's validation was removed, but now it's 2 weeks later. So it's not together with father's annulment. And therefore, the neder stands. And that's the point of the Mishnah. That if a husband, or any of them, or father, if there was a validation, so once there was a validation, that creates an establishment of the neder. Now, you cannot remove the neder.
So if within 24 hours both of them agree, it gets nullified.
Both agree to knock it out, that's
now,
right.
If one agrees, one disagrees. But the disagree guy 2 weeks come back and says, now I agree, it's okay. No.
Still standing, that's right, too late.
Okay.
They have to be together, or it's enough on the same day.
Same day is called
same
the meaning of together.
Same day it says together. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they need witnesses, Rabbi, or that's just among themselves? Just that's good enough.
None. They just have to be there.
How about that if the husband and the father-in-law, they hate each other? They don't want to be in the same room. So what happens?
Well, they're going to have...
Maybe she's going to have Nadarm on her if she makes Nadarm.
They have to be... Okay, I see.
She shouldn't make Nadarm. Then the Gemara Mishnah said, V'naram orasa. Yeah, going back to our Mishnah. Avia u'ba'ala mefir nadarel. A naira who is... Ma'orasa Mekudashas, her father, together with her husband, annul the vows. Minelan, how do we know this? Amar Rabba, Rabba answered, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'im hayoti ish, and if she will be in a state of marriage to a man, unadarea aleha, with her husband, with her nadarm upon her. So Mikan, from here we see, Linaira Ma'orasa, Shavia Ubala Mefir Nidarel. So really, we should open up the Chumashim. It would make it clearer. If we could pass out Chumashim. This is Bamidbar, Perek Lamed, Psukim, Vav and Zayin.
Chapter 30, verses 6 and 7.
So So if you look at these verses, verses 6 and 7, the verse says, V'im heini avia osa b'yom sham'o, and if her father rejected her on the day that he heard, kol nedarei aves arasher asra nafsha lo yakum, any of her vows or prohibitions that she put on herself will not stand. V'ashem yislach la, God will forgive her, ki heini avia osa, for her father has frustrated her. V'im hayosi yela ish, and if she will be to a man, be married to a man, unadareh aleah, with her nadarm upon her, o miftas vaseh asher asra al nafsha, or an expression of her lips that's on her soul. And now pasuk ches, v'shama isha, and her husband hears, biyom shamo, on the day of his hearing, v'hecher ishla, if he's quiet for her, v'kam unadareh v'esareh asher asra al nafsha yakum, then her nedarim or prohibitions that she put on herself will stand. V'im biyom shmua isha yani osa, and if on the day of hearing her husband frustrates her, v'heferes nidra asher aleha, and rejects her nedarim that are on her, v'es miftas vase asher asra al nafsha, and the expression of her lips that she put on her soul, v'ashem yislach la, God will forgive her. So if we look at these psukim, looking at pasuk vav through pasuk tes, the Torah talks about the case of father with daughter. That's pasuk vav. V'im heini avia osa v'yom shamo kol nedarei aves arasher asra al nafsha lo yakum v'ashem yislach la. And then psukim zayin and ches talk about this woman with a husband. But it sounds like it's the same woman. Why? Because the Torah says v'im hayoti elish, and if she will be married to a husband. If it meant to say or, it would have said imti elish. It's a new case, if she'll be with her husband. But if it says and if she's with the husband, it sounds like that same woman who was with her father is now with a husband. So that's the Gemara, that's the source. So Minalan, how do we know? How do we know, going back to the Gemara, how do we know that a Naira Morasa needs father together with husband? Rabbi answered, Amar Karkas, the pasuk says, V'im, and if, Hayoti Elish, she'll be married to her husband, Nidarei Aleha, with Nidarm upon her. So it sounds like it's continuing the law of verse 6. Verses 7 and 8 continue the law of verse 6. So in verse 6, we saw that the father rejected the neder. So verses 7 and 8, that introduced the husband, means the husband with the father. Says the Gemara, why do you read it that way? Maybe this pasuk im hayoti elish is a reference to a woman who's fully married.
And the father has nothing to do with
kedushin.
Right, past kedushin, nisuin, and maybe it's saying, maybe it's saying that a girl with nisuin, it's only the husband and not the father.
Correct. So why are they mentioning the father?
Maybe there is no connection to the father. Maybe it's talking about nisuin.
So it's not age. It's not. It doesn't matter the age.
Well, we'll get to the age. Age also is going to matter. But Naira is only 12 to 12 and a half. So the Gemara. That's right. This whole parak is about 6 months. Exactly. So the Gemara says, Imishum Nesuah, if this Pasuk, namely Pasuk Zayin, V'im Hayos Yelish, is referring to a Nesuah, Krach Minaksiv, that we have a separate Pasuk for, which is V'im Beis Isha Nadara, if in the home of her husband she makes a Nadar. Now, when is she in the home of her husband? After Nesuah.
After Shivat Barachot, she's in the
right, so that's the Pasuk about Nesuah. Asks the Gemara, Eima Tarvayu B'Nesuah, maybe we have two Psukim about Nesuah. And if you're going to tell me, why do I need two psukim saying that a nesua, her husband, knocks it out? So maybe it's the following. Lameimar to say, Sheina Baal, Mefer Bekodmin, that when she's in a nesua, Bekodmin, when she's in a nesua, the husband can reject the nedarim that she makes as a nesua. But if there were nedarim that she made before she became a nesua, the husband can't reject those because it's saying v'im beveis isha nedarav. She makes the nedar in the home of her husband, and then I need a separate pasuk that a husband to a nesua can knock out a nedar. So the Gemara says v'lav memela shamat mina. If I only had one pasuk, namely v'im beveis isha nedarav, that her husband knocks it out. So that pasuk would already teach me both things. Because that pasuk would say, if the nether was in the house of the husband, that means if the nether was before, it doesn't work. And it's saying, if in the house of her husband can knock it out. So it tells me that the husband can knock out nedarim. So why do I need a pasuk of v'im hayosi yela ish to tell me that in a sua her husband can knock out nedarim? It's not necessary. It must be v'im hayosi yela ish. It's not nesua. But rather it's arusa, to say that in arusa, husband is added to father. Father was already there from the imhenia via osa. And husband is added.
But we're missing vaya beyom shomo. It's mean he can go back and fear.
No, beyom shomo is the day he hears.
Beyom shomo that he knows, they become nisuim. Now we hear...
No, because it says the imbeit isha nadara. If in the home of her husband she made the neder,
it's not.
Well, it has to be done in her husband's home. It says in the house of her husband, she vowed. That means that the vow happened in the house of the husband, not before.
She hasn't moved with him yet because they are not
fully married. No, Nisuin is fully married.
Okay, Nisuin. Okay, you're talking about Nisuin. Then the father has nothing to do with it anymore.
That's what we're saying.
This is a real good petach if she wants to get out of it, because she thinks, I didn't realize it was going to upset my husband when I made the nedar, right?
We'll see. Ibayas Ema, termly I can tell you, why is Pasuk Zayin referring to Kiddushin? Because verse 7 is, V'im hayoti elish, if she will be to a husband. And Havaya Kiddushin Mashma, being with a husband is another way of saying Kiddushin. Asks the Gemara, if so, Ema, but why don't I say that Av Lechude Mefer, that when there is Kiddushin, it's only the husband who's needed to knock it out. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, if it would only be the husband, then, V'asra Isar Beis Aviya Yani Osa Lamali. Why would I need Pasuk, why would I need the pasuk earlier, where the pasuk says that a husband can reject his daughter's nedarim? Hashti yesh lomer b'makom arus mefer av l'chude. If the father, that's right, if a father can reject his daughter's nedarim, even after she's mekudeshes, and just ignore the husband. So shalom b'makom arus, if there is no husband. Of course, my boy, of course the father can reject the dharma. So why would I need...
There. He was not there.
Why would I need a pasuk? Says the Gemara, Eima av liboy arus. Well, maybe this pasuk, Vim hayosil ish, is that the father rejects the neder together with the husband. But v'arus l'chude mefer. But the husband can reject the neder alone. And if you're going to say, Av the Kasav Rachmana Lamali, why would the Torah say, why would the Torah say, Father? Right? Because we're saying that Pasuk Zayin V'im Hayosi Ela'ish means that the father is still involved. So what do I need the father for if it's all the husband? The The answer is, Mibayale, I need it to imhake him. That if the father were to establish it, Hakim, it's established. Answers the Gemara, Im Kain, if that would be the pshat, that the husband alone can knock out the neder, then Beis Isha Nedara Lamaikse, why would I need a pasuk of Beis Isha Nedara about a Nesua? To say that if a Nesua is married, the husband knocks it out, and she makes a neder. It would be a Kal V'chomer. What's that? Is it confusing?
No.
If in a case of an arusa, when we know the father is still involved, because she's still living in her father's home, arus may for luchude, the husband, who's arus, alone knocks it out. So then, do I need a pasuk with nesuin? Shalobu makom av, where she's left her father's domain? So mibayas, of course the husband alone could do it. Says the Gemara, no, Ema still, I might think the following. Im Beis Isha Nadara, I need Im Beis Isha Nadara, Lomar Shein Abal Mefer Bekodmin, that the husband can't reject Nadarim that she made before she became a Nesua. And I would say that the Psukim about Arusa are saying that the husband alone knocks it out. So Gemara says, no, Umina, from that itself. Once you're saying that an Arus can reject Nadarim by himself, then you couldn't say that in a case of Nisuin that the husband can't reject Nadarim that are pre-existing. Why? Because we know that Arus may for Bekodin. The Arus, the husband who's only in Arus, only had Kiddushin, together with the father, we know the halach is, he can reject pre-existing Nadarim that she made before she got married to him. So now if you're going to say that the way to read the psukim is that he alone can reject the Nadarim without the father, but if the father wants to reject, he needs to do it together with the husband, but the husband can do it alone without the father. So if the husband can reject Nadarim that were made before she became an Arusa alone, so now that he marries her with Nisuin, he can't reject those Nadarim. Why? It doesn't make any sense. But if you tell me that when he was an Arus, he can reject the Nadarim together with the father, so when the father is rejecting the Nadarim that she made before she became an Arusa, he's added to it, then it makes sense. But once she becomes a Nesua, she's out of the father, the father's not talking about those Nadarim that she made, then the husband has nothing to do with it. El alav, so it must be Mishum Shutfus Ta'av. The only reason why the husband can reject, and Arus can reject pre-existing Nadarim, is because he's doing it together with the father. And that proves to you that when there's the case of Arusa, it's the husband together with the father who reject the neder, not the husband alone, nor the father alone.
But the Gemara hasn't proven it has to be done at the same time.
That we'll see, because all rejection of Nadarim has to be on the same day, right? The Torah says, "Biyom Shmoa," the day he hears.